I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Brad.
Josh, I have excellent news.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly how we're gonna save Michael. I had to pull a few strings, but I managed to pinpoint a few locations where that werewolf's cabin might be. We're closing in, my friend.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I was just having dinner with my parents.
Of course, of course. Spend time with your parents. I'll pick you up at 9.
Sure. Cool.
See you then. It's all coming together.
Hello, house. How are you today, my little plant friends? Oh, you're growing big and strong, aren't you? Let's give you a little water. Hey, Aura, play my messages.
Good evening, Selene. You have 2 new messages and 1 saved message. What would you like to hear?
The new ones, s'il vous plaît.
New message from Solus, sent yesterday morning at 7:24 a.m.
Hey, stupid. You left your textbooks at my place. Don't you have a final coming up? How haven't you missed them? You can't wing every final, Selene. You have to study some...
Ugh, stupid Solus. Aura, delete message.
The message has been deleted.
Also, actually, please text Solus and ask her when I can come pick up my books. Nicely, please.
Your message has been recorded. Stupid Solus. Text nice. Pick up my books. Nicely.
No. Forget it. I'll call her later. Save message and play the second.
New message from Michael.
Oh.
Sent last night at 11:30 p.m.
Aw.
Hey, Selene, it's me. I just wanted to talk to you about something. Not a big deal, I think. I just feel like I should share something with you. Again, not a big deal, I hope. I just want to talk to you. I hope everything goes well today with Aveline. I can't wait to see you. All right, well, I'll hang up now. Bye.
Huh. That's a little odd. Save that message, Aura.
Playing saved message from 3 years and 7 days ago.
Oh no, don't.
Selene, I think there's something really wrong with me. I don't feel well. I can't reach anyone from my pack. Oh God.
Turn it off. Off, Aura.
Would you like to save this message?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll save it.
Sylvia, what information might I have on that three nymph dimension? Sylvia, here we are. Merit, where are you? Here, kitty. Today, we are reading about Sylvia. Did you know there might be a cure for me after all? And I won't have to go to sleep for 100 years only to wake up with you long gone. Maybe this time I can stay with you your whole life, Merit. Maybe. Yeah. I'd like that too.
Well, no busted doors or windows. At least everything looks okay from the outside. Just like me. Ha 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 ha. Those jokes aren't fun without anyone around.
Well, I'm around and I still don't think that was funny.
Ah, damn! Ash, what the hell?
You scream like a little girl.
I'm not used to being snuck up on, all right?
Tree nymph stealth 1, werewolf perception 0.
If I was at my best, I would have noticed you were there.
Oh, sure. How have you been, Egg? It was a little tough. I mean, surprising. Seeing you knocked out like that at the end of your last transformation. I don't want to bug you about it, but those lunar potions Selene whips up for you seem to be really useful the last couple years. What's making you want to quit on them?
I don't know, I guess the rest of the month started getting foggier and foggier. Yeah, transformations weren't painful anymore and I wasn't freaking out because my pack was gone, but when I'd be human again, everything would just be so foggy all the time and that would piss me off, so I was just mad all the time too. And then that took a lot of energy, so I was just exhausted every day. My memory's gone to shit, Ash. I'm not doing anything with my life, and I used to do so much. I would want to do so much. I had so many plans and goals and ideas, and now I can barely stay awake for a day without thinking about how I could just I should just whatever.
You could just
I could just end it.
What
kind of a life am I living? Who am I living it with? I miss my pack. I miss them. No other will ever have me. When I think about how I'm damned to be a lone wolf for the rest of my life, I just want to fucking end it. I hate this. I fucking hate my life.
I'm sorry, Egg.
I haven't said any of this to anyone. Selene would just freak out. I would feel so guilty saying this to Aveline. We're trying to find a way for her to live a life, and here I am thinking about... Well, anyway, sorry to be a bummer.
No, not at all.
Oh yeah? Talking about killing myself isn't a bummer to you? What does it do? Cheer you up?
Knock it off.
Are you sure? I think I see an excited twinkle in your eye.
Egg.
All right, I'll stop.
Come on, come hang tonight. I can't offer you a new pack, but you're always welcome with me and the tree nymphs. We've had a lot of good times, haven't we? You're one of my best friends, Egg.
Oh, fuck off.
Say I'm your best friend, too. Go on.
I can't. Do you know how jealous Selene will get if she finds out I have a best friend besides her and Aveline? She'd probably grant my death wish.
All right. I'll take that as admission anyways. Come on, let's go. There's a new spot the mermaids like swimming at. In the moonlight, they look like angels from my sweetest dreams.
You and mermaids...
One time, back when Selene and I dated, she magicked a mermaid tail glamour. It was the night of my life.
Ew, stop!
Friggin' bugs, man. I swear I've been bitten 100 times by these mosquitoes.
When we have enough good boys in government, the first thing I'm gonna decree is finally urbanizing these forests and mountains. We need highways everywhere. I should be able to drive up to this weird cabin.
Totally, Brad. Well, I guess when there's enough of us in government, these cabins won't even exist, right?
Right. Well, actually, the first thing will be finding a cure for these supernaturals to become humans. That's the first thing.
Totally, man. Totally. That's priority number one for sure.
Well, well, well. That's quite the cabin, isn't it, Josh? Maybe I'll keep it in the raid.
Huh?
The raid! The righteous raid, man! The next time that werewolf comes here with that witch girl and vampire, we're gonna be here ready for them. We're gonna make them see the right way, and then make them sign over the cabin to us. It'll be a great secret location for the good boys.
Aren't they, like, super strong, though?
Oh, well, we've got some specific weapons that'll work against them fine.
And isn't this, like, legally the werewolf's property, though?
We're on the right side of history, Josh. Sometimes the law isn't.
Okay, sorry. Just one more question, though.
What is it?
I thought this was about Michael, like, rescuing Michael. And he's fine. I just saw him at the mall the other day. He seems happy.
Was he with the witch?
Well, yeah, but...
Josh, do you trust me?
Totally, man.
Then you need to understand that you need me to guide you into the right direction.
Oh, I know that, Brad.
Any more questions, then?
Maybe just one. When do we run our righteous raid, bro?
The next full moon.
Blood Rage Mode is a co-production between Fabulous Theater and That's Not Canon Productions. Follow us on Instagram at Blood Rage Mode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.